This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. At least six people have died in a coronavirus outbreak in a Seattle suburb, with now more than 100 coronavirus cases in the United States. Europe, meanwhile, has its own set of challenges, as Charles de Ledesma reports.
The coronavirus is fast affecting a growing number of Europeans. Tens of thousands of students in virus cluster zones are home from school in France, with a smaller number in Germany and Poland facing quarantines or days without class. France's education minister has told LCI television in France it's probable more schools could close and confirmed he had ordered a freeze on all school trips. As the new coronavirus takes hold in Europe, the continent is facing the same complications seen in Asia weeks ago, including a cruise ship with hundreds of passengers now trapped in Norway. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said on Tuesday the United Kingdom remains extremely well prepared to deal with the threat of the new virus outbreak. The Prime Minister spoke as the British government published its coronavirus action plan, which laid out steps it could take should the virus spread more widely.
I fully understand public concern, your concern about the global spread of the virus, and it is highly likely that we will see a growing number of UK cases. And that's why keeping the country safe is the government's overriding priority.
He reiterated the advice of health experts urging people to wash their hands with soap and water for, quote, the length of time it takes to sing happy birthday twice. Johnson stressed for the majority of people in Britain it was still business as usual. There have been at least 40 cases of the new virus in the UK. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Reserve cut its benchmark interest rate by 0.5 percentage point on Tuesday in an effort to minimize the damage the coronavirus is inflicting on the global economy. Federal Chairman Jerome Powell said the coronavirus poses evolving risks to economic activity.
You are hearing concerns from people, for example, in the travel business or the hotel business and things like that. That's what you're hearing. But you don't see things showing up in actual data. You do see them showing up in sort of sentiment forecast indicators and things like that.
The rate cut, which comes after cuts by other central banks across the globe, was the U.S. central banking system's first since last year and the first emergency cut of its type since the economic crisis in 2008. Candidates still left in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination are trying to rally as many voters to their cause as Super Tuesday voting is underway. That, of course, would include U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who, though faring poorly in the first four contests, is keeping hope alive for this, the biggest of all primary election days, when 14 states will make their selections. Senator Bernie Sanders is still the front runner, and he feels for good reason.
We are putting together a multi-generational, multi-racial movement of people who are standing up for justice. And to beat Donald Trump, we are going to need to have the largest voter turnout in the history of this country. We need energy. We need excitement. I think our campaign is that campaign.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden is hoping to throw a wrench into the Sanders momentum.
As I stand here today because of the minority communities, I am very much alive because of you.
The former vice president has now garnered the endorsement of three ex-candidates in the last 24 hours, including Senator Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency on Tuesday appealed for restraint in the use of force against migrants and refugees massing at Greece-Turkey borders. Filippo Grandi added that the top news of the day was not the Rohingya in Bangladesh, and that, he says, is regrettable.
It's very regrettable, and may I say, you also have a responsibility in keeping this issue alive, because this is, you know, Bangladesh hosts almost 1 million people, almost 900,000 people now for several years, and they deserve support and they deserve attention.
He says if the world keeps moving to the next crisis, it will not be able to respond to situations that have not been resolved. For more on all these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.